Hello! Welcome to 1000 Voices Podcast. This is chapter 6. I'm talking about all things emotional intelligence. I love this topic because I feel like it plays a vital role in our lives, and I wish it was taught in school because it would have helped us and saved us from a lot of trauma. So, my name is Gina. I'm the host of 1000 Voices Podcast. And I want to talk about, so this is chapter 6, right? And this is the fourth episode into the chapter of emotional intelligence. And I am talking about, we spoke about emotional awareness, the last one. Now we are talking about emotional regulation. So how do you manage your emotions effectively? If you recall in the last chapter, the last episode, I was explaining to you the list of emotions. So let me give you a breakdown, right, of the basic emotions that we experience as human beings. Then I'm going to give you a breakdown of the more complex ones. So this is not listed according to the positive or negative, but rather basic and deep. Okay. So for the basic ones, joy, happiness, contempt, pleasure, then sadness, grief, sorrow, and despair, then anger, rage, fury, and irritation, then fear, anxiety, dread, and terror, then surprise, astonishment, and amazement, then disgust, loathing, or aversion. Then the more complex emotions, with my favorite on top of this list, we have love and affection and adoration and fondness, followed by hate, which is animosity, or just like, I don't even have any more words for hate. It's like self-explanatory, like hate. Then we have guilt, which is, you know, remorse, shame, and regret. Then we have pride, and under that we have satisfaction, self-esteem, and vanity. Then we have envy, which is also friends with jealousy. Then we have hope, which is optimism and anticipation, right? Then we have shame, which is friends with humiliation and embarrassment. Then we have awe, which is friends with wonder and admiration. Then we have compassion. We have compassion. All right, perfect. So now that I've listed all of these emotions, I really, really want you to understand, which is today's topic. You have to understand how to manage all of these emotions. How to manage all of these emotions. This is the reason, manage or regulate, right? This is the reason we are having this discussion. I'm putting you on into emotional intelligence, and the biggest chunk of it is regulating these emotions. What this entails, or what this involves, is you understanding how to manage or control your emotions. I think if people have been telling you, control your emotions, control how you feel, I'm sure you understand where we're going with this chapter. However, people can tell you that for their own selfish reasons, or they can tell you that because they care about you, right? It's one way or the other. But I'm going to show you how you can handle or control your emotions in a healthy way. And this is about finding strategies that will help you cope with stress and anxiety and other challenging emotions. So, stress and anxiety are common human experiences. And you have to develop effective coping mechanisms for stress. This will help you manage your emotions. Because sometimes... I had to drink a glass of water. Sometimes, if you're stressed, your output on your emotions is not the best. But if you're okay, then you translate how you feel in the most effective way. So some of the strategies you can use to cope with stress and anxiety, or to at least maintain an overall well-being, is through exercise, my favorite, gym, or taking walks, practicing mindfulness and meditation, taking deep breaths, breathing deeply, it's very important. Breathe with me. One more. Tell me that feels good. Just taking deep breath feels good. And spending time in nature, which is one thing that I love doing. And then the last one is social support. So these things, if you juggle them properly, you will not be stressed. I promise you, yes, there are challenges in life. You will face one day that is terrible, another day that is terrible, the third day that is better, fourth day better, fifth day terrible, sixth day better, seventh day terrible, eighth day the best. And then again, you know, that's just how life it is. How our life is. So, if you have ways to cope with the stress that our life brings to us, you won't feel it as much. This is where you now build resilience, because sometimes things don't always go the way we want. Like, for example, I can tell you about me. No, I don't want to talk about me this time around. But for example, you'd want, you know, to buy a car at a certain time, and you know, you're just not finding the right one, or you're just not sure about the colors, or you could be, you know, going through like serious stuff, because what I spoke about is like nice life. It could be serious stuff, you know, that's like, you know, life threatening. And how do you build resilience? Resilience is actually a term to describe how you bounce back from adversity. And you need to have that, because I feel like our life these days is just challenge after challenge after challenge. And once you establish a way to have that strong resilience, you can cope better with challenges and setbacks, and it won't really affect your life as much. So some of the strategies you can use is cultivating a positive mindset, setting realistic goals, learning from mistakes, and practicing self-compassion. So yeah, these are some of the things I can tell you about just understanding, regulating your emotions. Yeah, it's very important to regulate them effectively. And resilience is a big one. You have to build it, especially in this economy. Anywho, thank you so much for joining me. I hope to see you soon in the next episode. I'm talking about empathy, what that is, and how everybody should have it. See you soon.